KZSU, Stanford University's FM radio station, broadcasting across the Bay Area on 90.1 FM and across the world at kzsu.org.
From the campus of Stanford University, this is Beyond the Champions podcast and radio show, featuring Stanford athletes, coaches, executives, and alumni committed to being championship students, athletes, and people. Our podcast and radio show will illuminate the challenges, mindset, and breakthroughs that passion, preparation, and execution brings to athletes' lives in the classroom and beyond competition. Hosted by Stanford student Joseph Jody Anderson and KZSU 90.1 FM's executive producer, Tom DiOro.
Thank you, Joseph, for our guest today. Please, let's welcome Bernard Muir, Stanford University's Director of Athletics. Cardinal teams have won at least one NCAA championship in each of the past 40-plus years, the longest run in the nation. For more information, you can visit GoStanford.com. Again, GoStanford.com. Hello, Bernard.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's great to be with you guys.
We're honored. I'd like to start the show with early inspiration, if you will. Bernard, if you can recall back as far as you can to either a galvanizing moment or moments to where you see where you are now or understand where you are now and kind of look back, it's like, yeah, it kind of made sense, you know, as far back as you can recall.
Yeah, I guess I would think I'd go back to like 10th grade. I grew up in Gainesville, Florida, and the University of Florida was like a stone throw from my house. And I used to be intrigued by, I used to sell orange juice at the football games as part of a Boys and Girls Club program that I was involved with. And I remember arriving early a couple hours before the game, getting set up, and then staying a few hours after the game or an hour after the game. And I remember picking up a media guide in the stands of a football game and kept flipping through it. And I saw the staff directory of the University of Florida, and I saw this thing called athletic director. And I thought, boy, it'd be great if I could make that a profession where I'm around college sport. And I thought, boy, that would be a great career to have. And so I set out my mindset from 10th grade on. This is what I want to do. I didn't know it would be at Stanford. Sure. I really lucked out. But at the same token, I knew this is what I set out to do. And I remember approaching my athletic director my first days on campus at Brown, which is where I went to undergrad. And I said to the athletic director, you know, someday I want to be in your shoes. And he said, boy, I've had seniors on the way out talk to me about a job in athletics. I've never had a freshman. And let's see how things go. And I was fortunate my senior year, he left and became the AD at Butler University in Indianapolis. And he came back. I was in the same graduating class as his daughter. And he came back and he said, what are you doing? I gave the typical senior response. Yeah. I don't know. And he said, why don't you come out and work at Butler? And it happened to be the same year the coach of the Final Four on the men's basketball side.
Yeah.
And so that was my tie-in. And a few stops later, I ended up working at the NCAA on the Final Four. So that's how I got my start. And that it was really just intrigued by picking up a media guide and figuring out that you could have a job like this.
Yeah, but of course, that media guide's for thousands of people. But you were the one who chose it.
I was so intrigued by all the action and the activity and the fanfare, which you still see today, and a variety of campuses, including this one. And I think this, you know, athletics has a chance to bring people together. And so I was intrigued by that and have been excited ever since.
That's amazing to have that vision. Let's see, 10th grade in high school, correct?
Yeah, I think 10th grade was about right.
Okay, so you're basically 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
And that just resonated with you. Yeah. Now, other than us asking you when it kind of it seems like every time, at least when we see you, it seems like it's a new day for you. Is that true?
True. You know, okay. No day is the same. A lot of activity going on. We have 36 sports, 900 student athletes. We're also responsible over campus recreation. So the needs of the campus from that standpoint is something that we try to take care of. And so, yeah, no, every day is something different. And I like that variety.
Yeah. Is it by choice, some of it? Or obviously you probably have a plan or schedule. But
some things are scheduled and some things just we go off script. And it's really important for us to just figure out, address the needs of the day, address the needs of our coaches, our student athletes, our administrators, our staff. And so you just never know who's going to come through the door and what is going to be presented.
Yeah. Joseph, what can you see as well being a Stanford student that there is a galvanizing moment in your life when you see something in your mind's eye, so to speak, that where you'll be in the future?
Right. Although you definitely can see those moments and you kind of zero in on that, it is still incredible to actually actualize that. So hearing you say that, incredibly motivating, because it seems like not unrealistic, but pretty far-fetched considering where you were at that point. And so just for the Stanford students now, you have a personal relationship to the notion of combining personal excellence with ambition, clearly, and combine that with athletic success. So how do you see that as influencing your role here at the farm in relation to the up-and-coming leaders of the world?
Well, I think as part of the recruiting process, and our coaches go through this each and every day, and every year we're trying to find the nation's best, or I should say the world's best, to come to Stanford and compete and wear the uniform. And I think it's important that we and all of us remember that, you know, this is an inspiring endeavor, and we want people to live out their dreams, and whether that be in the classroom, on the playing field, and certainly beyond the farm, we want them to come here and aspire to do greatness, great things. And so we want to help foster that. And I think if you look at the storylines of many of our student athletes, the 900, they each have a unique story to tell. And we look forward to being a part of the story. And when they go on and leave us and graduate, there'll be great stories to tell after that, too. And so to know that you had a piece of their story, of their timeline here, it's pretty special. And we're excited to be a part of it.
Yeah. No, it's incredible.
What are some of the challenges, if you're at liberty to share with us, that some of the athletes and the students have experienced at Stanford that they've been able to overcome?
Well, I think just the challenge of getting here, one, it's so as we know how competitive it is to come to Stanford and to get into Stanford. I think then you realize that, boy, it's still competitive once you're here, especially if you're playing a sport and everybody is aiming many times for our teams. And we all have a goal in mind at the end of the year to maybe hoist a championship trophy. And so we're all trying to work toward that goal. And they know that it takes a lot of hard work and effort and sometimes a little luck as well to make that happen. And but that's something that it doesn't matter whether you win a championship, like our women's tennis team just won this past weekend, or if you're aspiring to win one, you know the next day we've got to wake up and think about what's the next thing and what's the next goal. What are we putting in front of us?
Yeah, I like that. What's the next thing even after winning a title?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it doesn't matter win or lose in anything. In this case, I'm using women's tennis as an example. They won the national title, but I know our coach is already thinking about, if I know her well, I just know that she's thinking about, okay, what happens next year and how do we build this team and grow from there? And I think we can do the great things.
Yeah. So what I'm detecting here is you're setting out quite a trajectory for all the students that come through here.
It's a united front. Don't get me wrong. Don't put that all on my shoulders.
Collectively as the farm, setting the foundation.
I think our coaches and our staff, we've set out broad goals. We're going through a strategic plan right now, and just like the university is going through long range planning. And our goal is to have every team to be in the hunt, if you will, so that student athletes can wake up thinking, you know, someday it's going to be me. I'm going to be hoisting that trophy. And we're aspiring to do, like I said, do great things. And so we're working toward that effort. It's a united front in order to make it there. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to support our programs as best we can so maybe we can realize those dreams.
All right. That is beautiful. So quick response. I have a classmate, my Chinese classmate. Her name is Anya. She's on the rowing team.
Okay.
Incredible athlete.
Yep.
So she'll come in right after practice because she trains early in the morning. So she'll train and then she'll run a Chinese class at like 9:20. And it's just phenomenal. Traveling. She does it all. Yep. Right. She's one of the top students. But she's always talking about how she's looking towards the next step or the next leap, even though she's in this competitive arena and they're doing exceedingly well.
Absolutely.
So my question is for you, with the game constantly evolving, the expectations for emerging strategies evolve as well. So what's changed in your experience over the last, say, 3 or 4 years here at Stanford in relation to that?
I think
if you don't mind.
The competitive nature of everyone involved, and that's from coach to student athletes to parents to our followers, is that they just want more, right? and so it's, you know, this year we're celebrating right now. We have five NCAA national championships that our programs have won. And it's funny, I was just visiting with somebody the other day, Stanford person, who said, well, who's going to win the sixth? Like, well, let's enjoy the five. You know, when you look at women's volleyball and women's swimming and men's gymnastics and women's water polo and now women's tennis, those are phenomenal accomplishments. We right. still think, using the term in the hunt, we still think we have a few programs in the hunt right now that could possibly win a championship. But I think that's just the Stanford nature, is that we just are looking for another opportunity, another chance. What's the next thing that we can do? And so we're very excited about having these opportunities and trying to make the most of them. And like I said, regardless of what happens this year, we'll be doing it again next. So it's a lot of fun.
And you're listening to Beyond the Champions podcast and radio show on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. We're talking today with Bernard Muir, Stanford Athletic Director. For more information, please visit GoStanford.com. Again, for more information, please visit GoStanford.com.
Bernard, what type of insights have you discovered working as the athletic director that you maybe didn't expect before you became the athletic director? Just maybe some experiences.
Well, I think what you learn quickly is, boy, it's really hard to, and almost pretty much impossible to please everybody, every constituency at every time. And you're trying to make the best decision you think possible for your programs. And that could be hiring staff. That could be a decision where you place some dollars in your budget. And so you realize quickly that, boy, it's really difficult to please everyone. And so you go back to your core and saying, what is the right thing to do, and try to do it the best you can. And whatever decision you make, you try to make it as the right decision. And so you have to have belief in your moral compass and your purpose, and let that be your guide, and knowing that sometimes you're going to take some criticism along the way. And so I think that's probably been the biggest eye opener, is just getting comfort with yourself, knowing that it's quite difficult to please everyone in the role.
Yeah. Do you have a process, a personal process, or early mentors that you kind of refer back to or refer with, that you say, hey, look, here's kind of a challenge or a difficulties I'm going through. How could we, you know, resolve this and make it even better?
Yeah, I constantly am looking for insight and thoughts. Okay. And that comes from some early mentors. That comes from people that I meet maybe in the community through the job experience, people on campus that I seek guidance. Certainly, you know, my bosses, my boss, the provost and the president, other people on campus as well, too, just, you know, seeking input, guidance in order to try to make the right decisions.
Yeah, that right decisions. Where does that kind of come from for you in your life? If you can, again, go back as far as you can to like where you knew you want to do the right thing.
I think that's probably my parents. It started okay. with them. They, you know, always wanted you to know right from wrong, and certainly understand integrity. And I can't say that, you know, I was a perfect kid by any stretch, far from it. But at the same token, I understood that that's really important to them, and obviously wanted to instill that in me to kind of do the best you can. Yeah. And so that's what we're trying to do. Again, not saying every decision is the right one. learn from, and I guess that's the other thing I'd say is like, if you do happen to make the wrong decision, what have you, you learn from it and you try to move on. And so that's what I'm trying to live by. And I know others in our shop would have the same sentiment.
Yeah. I wonder, it's not be personal, but can you turn it off? I mean, I know you have working hours, but.
Yeah, good question. That's a fair question. You know, it is kind of a lifestyle here in athletics, and our coaches would tell you, go even more in depth. It is hard to turn it off, if you will, because what you feel like you always have to be thinking about the next moment, the next thing. I'd say you always carry it with you, but you try to compartmentalize it and know when, like, hey, when you're with family, you can just maybe turn it off for a little while.
Oh, but you said a little while.
Yeah, because you know, you're worried about the next game, the next result, and so you're always keeping track of that. So, but you have to enjoy it, and that's what I try to do, is find enjoyment from, you know, doing the job, but also doing a number of other things when you're not necessarily on.
Yeah.
So.
No, I noticed just seeing you on campus, especially, you know, before we came on here, you have a smile on your face a lot.
Oh, there's a lot to smile about when you're around here. Don't get me wrong. There's reason to smile.
Okay. Yes, there is. But also, you know, a lot of the athletes, how many, what, you say 800?
900.
900
and counting.
900 athletes. So those are individual human lives that are going through their own challenges academically, maybe even personally, and then athletically. How, you know, it's amazing how do you think, you know, they're able to respond so effectively, and is that how you kind of decide these are the kind of athletes that we see being able to succeed at Stanford?
Well, I think it starts with our coaches, and they're going out and recruiting and retaining and building, molding our student athletes. That starts with them. They're great leaders, and then they attract great talent, and then they're at a place where that attracts great talent as well, too. Yeah. So it's a what a community to be a part of, that you're constantly pushing, prodding, and growing. And, yeah, there are days in which you might have setbacks, but at the end of the day, you'll learn something from this. And the goal is that, you know, my hope is, and I know our coaches would feel the same, is, like, they will take with them this experience, and they'll use it the rest of their life. They'll always draw on it. The positives, the negatives, it doesn't matter, but there will be something to draw from that will stick with them for the rest of their life, and that's what athletics is all about. No matter whether you win or lose, like we talked earlier, you're thinking about the next thing, and you know there's a lot of preparation that goes into trying to be the very best. So I think that's what's really exciting about this, and that's the part of the challenge.
Yeah.
But it's a heck of an opportunity.
Right. Speaking of opportunities, well, what I'm detecting here is this a phenomena, like the positive feedback loop of talent and growth. That's how we're describing the farm in your words. No, that you said that, sir. Yeah. So I noticed you seem to be zeroing in on going back to your core. It's a team, a kind of collaborative and a community-like spirit. So I wonder how much of your success, however you measure that, you can pick the metrics. You know, championships could be one of the metrics, and there are a few metrics, but trophies being one of them. Would you attribute to the coaches, the provost, the staff? I mean, you just went on a list, and you never named yourself in that equation, which I find incredibly humbling. And that's really you, though.
No, I think that's the university, right?
Right. Fair enough.
We aspire to do this at a high level and do it with humility. If you walk out to our home of champions, which I encourage everyone to come see, you know, there's something about you won't find 122 national championship trophies. Now, we have won them. We celebrate that to the hilt. But right now, we're celebrating the last four that we've won just because we want to do it with some level of humility. You won't find 24 Director's Cups. Hopefully, pretty soon, the next few weeks, it'll be the 25th Director's Cup. You'll see one. But at the base, there will be the number of years in which we will have won this thing, which represents how well we've done over the course of time here. But at the same token, you also realize that there's a number of people, whether you were the star or a member of the team, it doesn't matter that you wore the uniform, you coached here, and you had some level of success. So it's a united front. We're reminded of that every day. No one did this on their own by themselves. But there are a number of people who were involved to make that happen.
Incredible, sir. Seriously. This is the Beyond the Champions podcast and radio show on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. We are talking today with Bernard Muir, Stanford Athletic Director, amongst many things.
Amongst many things.
That home of the champions, and again, it fits obviously our show, Beyond the Champions, is, are you even looking at your athletes and as people, obviously, but even what their lives may and can be like when they're out of Stanford?
Yeah, well, the whole premise is that you come here, you're going to, like I said, you're going to learn something from the overall experience and hopefully draw on it, and it will help you in life, whatever you choose to do. But while you're here, our coaches are going to push and prod to hopefully draw out the very best in you and challenge you, if you will, and you'll be better from it. And so that's part of the overall student-athlete experience here. But we're excited about it, and I think if you polled our student athletes in general, I think they would say, they hopefully would say, boy, Stanford did right by me, and I'd do this all over again if I could, especially when you come to graduation and our end of the year celebrations. and you hear from seniors, they understand how quickly they're going to miss it because it goes by so fast.
Yeah. Are there any, I'm sure there's a number of stories, but any particular, say, this year stories of individuals, students, and athletes that you can recall? You don't have to say any names,
but it
may come from around the world.
I just think when you look at each of these teams, when they've achieved that level of success, to hoist a trophy, they each have individual stories to tell of how they got there. And I just think as I look at, think about all the breakout performances we had, and those teams that even might have come up a little short, still remarkable accomplishments that teams have made to get to that position to be, as a term we keep using, in the hunt, I think is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I like that, in the hunt. Is that a phrase you coined?
That's a phrase we use internally. Yeah, okay. We've been, especially as part of our strategic plan, it's just something that we've been using, and I've been using it often, and just saying it kind of captures exactly what we're trying to do and put our teams in a position where hopefully at some point they can celebrate great accomplishments.
Yeah. With those accomplishments, how about personal stories of just individuals that come up to you, not when it's planned, but just to happen to you see each other, that share their kind of experiences and how, maybe some insight that you help provide them.
I think that where that happens a lot of times, at least for me, and I'm sure our coaches would say the same, is once student athletes graduate and then they come back and you run into them on the road somewhere and they say, this is what I remember when I was in school. And the ups and downs, the plane rides, the bus rides, the preparation just before championship match. And when they were starting to recount their experience as a student athlete, then this meant something. And this, we hit on something. That's part of the education, that it stuck with them. And that happens often, especially in alumni gatherings when I bump into student athlete alums. Yeah. And they want to tell their story, a quick story about what they experienced when they were in competition. That's when I realized, this is a great endeavor because it's just something you'll never forget.
Yeah.
And I could do the same if I went back to my alma mater and I was with my teammates. We would recount many, many things that occurred. And some we could say publicly and some we're going to keep private. And I'm sure our student athletes would say the same.
Yeah. Do you still keep in connection with some of the people that you went to school with?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And I know our current students will do the same once they graduate. They'll have teammates for life. And that's what's part of the special sauce, if you will, the ingredients of being a student athlete.
Yeah. I like that. Teammates for life.
Teammates for life.
That's almost another show itself.
I'm just trying to give you more material here.
Bernard, you've given us a tremendous amount as we speak there. Wow, I'm almost speechless, and we shouldn't be. We're supposed to keep this show going.
There are a few mantras. You had said, in the hunt, teammates for life. And then you talk about teams that come up short. They never truly come up short. What do you think that's particular about Stanford that helps instill that kind of spirit?
I think the culture, as you look around and you as you walk through that home of champions that I keep plugging, I think, you walk our hallways, you run into some, great coaches. I think, it's around you. You have to bring out your best and you want to bring out your best. And, the culture here is you're watching others. How we win that Director's Cup is a bunch of teams, getting to the postseason, then performing well in the postseason. That's how that happens. And so everybody, I think, wants to contribute to that, or at least have the opportunity to contribute to that. And when you can and when you can perform at a high level, this is the results you get. And so that's what's happened over many, many years prior to my arrival and hopefully many, many years down the road. And so I think it's that culture that students really want to be a part of, that they're getting pushed to be the very best in order to do their craft at a high level.
Right.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Our show is unfortunately coming to a close, at least for now. Bernard, it's been an honor and a pleasure. Thank you for inviting us to your office.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been fun visiting with you guys.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to Beyond the Champions podcast and radio show. Our guest today has been Bernard Muir, Stanford University's Director of Athletics. Cardinal teams have won at least one NCAA championship in each of the past 40-plus years, the longest series in the nation. For more information, feel free to visit GoStanford.com. Again, GoStanford.com. Join us again next time when we welcome another Stanford coach, player, executive, or alumni committed to academic excellence, athletics, and a great life.
Beyond the Champions podcast and radio show is recorded at the Arriaga Family Sports Facility in Stanford, California, and on location in production with KZSU Radio. The recording engineer is Stephen Blanton, chief engineer Mark Lawrence, and we're all assisted by Akshay Yagi. The hosts of Beyond the Champions podcast and radio show series are Joseph Jody Anderson and executive producer Tom Dioro. If you wish to contact us, our email address is interviews@kzsu.stanford.edu. Again, that's interviews@kzsu.stanford.edu, or catch us on ESPN. We're on ESPN every day.